and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys, from Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We are excited to announce our partnership with Western Slope Veterans Coalition to conduct the beer sales at the Garfield County Fair and Rodeo this coming July and August. To learn more about volunteering, please visit www.unitedwaybb.org or email info@unitedwaybb.org. We work at United Way to support local nonprofits through funding and now with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. Today, I have Jennifer Weary, Executive Director from Alpine Legal Services, to tell us more about their organization. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with me today.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Can you tell me and tell our listeners a little bit more about what Alpine Legal Services does and what you do for them?
Absolutely. I am the director. I came on board in September of 2018, so it's been less than a year. I work out of the Glenwood Springs office, but Alpine Legal Services has an office in Glenwood Springs at the Garfield County Courthouse. We have an office in Aspen at the Pitkin County Courthouse. And we're opening an office in Rifle. We're very excited that we will have a two-year Civil Justice Corps fellowship beginning in October. So we will have a full-time volunteer attorney in October who will be providing 100% civil legal services for victims of crime from Parachute to Glenwood Springs to focus on that service area. So we serve from Parachute to Aspen. That's our service area. And we have been providing services in the Roaring Fork Valley since 1987. Garfield County Legal Services started in 1987. Roaring Fork Legal Services started in Aspen in 1996. And the two merged in 2004 to create Alpine Legal Services. We provide free legal services for the most vulnerable members of our community. We are civil attorneys, so people think about free attorneys being appointed for anyone who cannot afford a lawyer. That is only true for criminal cases. So if you have a civil problem, say you have a landlord-tenant problem, or you have a protection order that you need in a civil capacity to protect you from an ex-boyfriend or husband or girlfriend, those are civil legal needs. And an attorney you are not entitled to have an attorney appointed for you for civil legal matters. So Alpine Legal Services provides free civil legal services for the most vulnerable members of our community. That's indigent, seniors, children, and victims of crime, mainly in our service area.
When you say children, do you also provide services for families who are going through divorce or, disputes over children?
Custody. Right.
There we go. That's the word.
Yeah, not often a term people use if they're not in the legal field. Yes, we do. Particularly if someone has been a victim of domestic violence, we will absolutely assist them with their civil domestic relations needs. That could include a custody order. It could include modifying a prior court order. It could involve divorce, establishing rights visitation, supervised visitation, and child support, of course, and medical support for children who are also victims of crime by virtue of being a member of a household that has been subjected to domestic violence.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You Thanks. Have a large area of work that you take part in.
We do. It is a demanding job. We do work with clients who are in crisis. So Absolutely. Those who come to us often are really seeking counsel and cannot afford a lawyer to help them navigate a system mm-hmm. that's overwhelming. It's intimidating. It's hard to understand. Even if you speak English, it's difficult to make your way through a legal system, especially when you're dealing with a crisis in your life. And so it is a demanding job, but we do have the support of the community. We have the support of amazing volunteers as well.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me a little bit more about how you all provide services to folks who don't speak English?
So we have I'm bilingual. English is my first language, but I am proficient in Spanish, so I can provide services for Spanish-speaking clients. We also have a fully bilingual administrative assistant in our Glenwood Springs office, and we also have a staff attorney in Aspen who is fully bilingual as well. So we have three full-time bilingual staff members, one in each of our main offices, and our new fellow starting in October in Rifle is also proficient in Spanish. So
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have how many full-time employees?
We have three in Glenwood Springs. We have one full-time attorney in Aspen and two part-time attorneys in Aspen, and we have a part-time senior ombudsman who assists with visiting nursing homes and assisted living facilities in Garfield County and ensuring that seniors in those facilities have an advocate, someone that they can talk to if they feel like they need an advocate or perhaps a mediator between themselves and administration at the facility where they're living. So we have our senior ombudsman program, and that's a part-time position. So we really have four full-time staff and three part-time staff.
I can imagine you stay rather busy.
We do, and that's the thing. We cannot serve the needs. This is the same for all civil legal aid organizations across the country. There is just no way that we can possibly serve all of the civil legal needs that need to be met in our community. That's why we have to prioritize, of course, with indigent clients and clients who are victims of crime, the most vulnerable members of our community. But by all means, there are many individuals who contact our office every day who need civil legal assistance and cannot, and it would be unfair to themselves or their family to deplete their economic resources to fully fund the litigation that they need. And so we call that an access to justice problem. So Alpine Legal Services is a part of the 9th Judicial District, so the judicial district that we work in, the Access to Justice Committee. There's an Access to Justice Committee in all judicial districts in Colorado. So the focus of an Access to Justice Committee, there is a self-represented litigant coordinator at the courthouse who can help people who perhaps have an agreement for a divorce, for example. They don't have resources for an attorney, but they need help filing the appropriate forms. Colorado has done a wonderful job. If you just Google Colorado court forms, that's something as simple as that, you will be led to a great resource. There are forms for almost every type of civil case that you might need to file. And that has been wonderful because a lot of people can find the form, get the case started, and get help from the court employee the self-represented litigant coordinator that works at the courthouse. She can assist people in filling out forms on their own. So that has helped tremendously because most litigants, judges are reporting, most litigants are pro se in civil matters right now. And so it's difficult for a judge. You know, I sympathize for that, you know, when they're in a situation when they're seeing a litigant in front of them who perhaps isn't able to have an outcome that he or she would have had if they had had legal representation, that's just disheartening, not just as a community member to see that the only reason between a positive outcome and a devastating outcome was having a lawyer. It's detrimental to our democracy, because if we do believe in access to justice for all and equality for all, then people should have the ability to have an equitable outcome no matter what their financial reality is. And so that's really that there is a lot of need. And so we definitely need help from the community, volunteers, and attorneys. We definitely have a goal of growing our pro bono or free legal services that are provided by local community attorneys. That is our hope, that we can grow that volunteer relationship, because it is a tremendous benefit to our community if we are able to ensure that litigants have access to the court system, have a fair outcome, and can get back to work, are not bogged down by overwhelming legal fees or a negative outcome, perhaps that removes them from their residence, removes their children from their home, and can just have a spiral effect and just can have this tremendous ripple effect that's negative for our community if people's civil legal needs aren't being met in a positive way.
Yeah, absolutely. So you look for attorneys, obviously, to volunteer. Are there other volunteers that you look for?
Yes, we have never, since I've been there, we've never said no to a volunteer. There are just so many, as I said, most people who visit us are in crisis mode. And so it's hard sometimes to get to those projects that you want to grow, and those programs that you want to develop, and the outreach that you want to do to members of the community who need your services and perhaps are not coming to the courthouse or perhaps are not able to get to your office. That's the kind of outreach that we would love to see over the next month, you know, coming months and years. And so it would be amazing for us to have a larger volunteer base where we can accomplish and grow our mission in the community of providing quality legal services for the most vulnerable members of our community, ensuring access to justice for everyone.
And what would those volunteers likely be doing?
Well, it could be something as simple as answering the phones. If anyone speaks Spanish, we would love to have assistance. We do have a small budget for translation services, but sometimes when one of our staff members who speaks Spanish is working on a project and we have someone call or come in who needs assistance in Spanish, we would love to have volunteers assist just in our day-to-day contacts, people who are contacting our office. So something as simple as answering the phones. Also, you know, we're going paperless, so we have a couple of file cabinets that still need to be digitized, and also outreach, you know, making sure the community is aware of what we do and the benefit that we provide to the community and to the court system. And, you know, I mean, I have a list of projects and a couple of which are going to be social media presence, of course, is something that we're looking forward to having our Vista volunteer help with starting in June. And, you know, there's just really no end to the good that can come from a volunteer who's excited about our mission and wants to assist us in growing our our connection to the community and developing our programs so that they can be well attended, and they're all free services that we provide for our core programs: Senior Law Day, Family Law Day, Sworn Financials Clinic to help people get those financial forms filled out for their case. And, you know, we have just several programs going on that it would be wonderful if we had a volunteer or several volunteers who were willing to just give us a day or a couple hours a week and help us tend to those clients who most need our services.
If someone was interested in volunteering, what would they need to do?
Just call our office, 945-8858. 945-8858. So just call the office. You'll probably speak with Daniela, and she'll be more than happy to take down your information. I will be directly in contact with you to see what you're interested in doing, a proposed schedule, how many hours a week or per month you can volunteer, and we will definitely match you with a volunteer project that's worthwhile both for our organization and for the volunteer.
That's awesome. So you brought it up, but I want to go back to your VISTA volunteer. The United Way AmeriCorps VISTA project was launched in the fall of 2017, and we are entering our second full year of having AmeriCorps VISTA volunteers in the community, of which Alpine Legal Services benefited from for the first year. And you all have just interviewed and found a second volunteer to come on. Can you tell us a little bit more about your experience with the AmeriCorps VISTA project?
So what's cool about that project is the volunteer we know is going to be there for a set duration of time. So we can really put the volunteer on a specific project or a couple of projects where we can say, okay, by the end of this term or by the end of this year, these are our goals or outcomes that we'd like to see. So we kind of can measure the impact of the VISTA volunteer. The VISTA volunteers typically are young and energetic volunteers who are not afraid to knock on doors or call anyone, not shy typically. And what's wonderful about that is that kind of brings a fresh energy to our office. So that's a whole nother wonderful component of the program, is that it just sort of just brings this fun energy to the office. And it's nice, you know, to kind of mix things up a little bit. We had a VISTA volunteer we shared with another organization, and that worked really well. Now we're looking forward, this next volunteer is going to be full-time, so to have someone 40 hours a week who can really understand what our day-to-day looks like and can really be a part of our staff in a substantive way is going to be awesome. Really excited.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've had a lot of success with our other nonprofits as well, wanting to continue hosting volunteers through the AmeriCorps VISTA project. And the AmeriCorps VISTA project is unique in that it really doesn't cost our nonprofit organizations anything to participate. We ask them to provide a housing stipend for their AmeriCorps VISTA, as housing in this valley can be very scarce and expensive. But most organizations gladly meet that bare minimum requirement and do more if they can, because the value of an AmeriCorps VISTA is so great.
So much greater than the negligible cost to the organization. It's hardly anything compared to the benefit that we receive. And with grant research and even grant applications, it's just an extra set of eyes, someone who understands what we do, who really gets a day-to-day feeling about what we do. And with that, you know, informed understanding of who we are, can go and look for grants that we don't even know about, and sources of support that will keep us going for
and
years.
Actually, it's funny you should say that. We had an AmeriCorps VISTA who wrote a grant for the Garfield County Housing Authority, and they ended up being awarded $150,000 to help remodel a senior living facility. So That's amazing.
Yeah.
Without that Vista volunteer, not only would they not have had the capacity to take the time to find the grant and then write for the grant, but they received it.
Right.
So that's
huge return on investment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Vista volunteers come into the community because they are here to help us alleviate poverty in the community. And that's a big tenet of what you do as well through Alpine Legal Services.
Really most often point to poverty. And so what we can do to make the lives of our community members better will improve the lives of everyone in our community.
Absolutely.
From our perspective.
Healthier community.
Right.
Definitely.
Exactly.
So tell me a little bit more about what Alpine Legal Services has coming up in the next couple weeks to a month.
Right. So in addition to, so I was talking about the fall being when the fellow it will be starting in RIFL, which we're very excited about. So we'll be getting the word out in the RIFL community about that fellowship. And of course, in October, if anyone's listening who is interested in attending Senior Law Day, the third annual will be held in Basalt on October 25th. And then we're going to be recording the event so that we can have a video replay the following week at the RIFL CMC campus. So we'll have Senior Law Day on the 25th in Basalt, and the video replay will be in RIFL on the 29th of October. So that's sort of way out in the future. But in the very near future, May 31st, we have a fundraiser at Pepke Auditorium in Aspen, at the Aspen Institute. And we're very excited to be hosting a conversation between our new Attorney General, Phil Weiser, and Neil Katyal, who is the former Solicitor General under the Obama administration, also the author of the special counsel regulations that were used during the Mueller investigation. And so the title of the program is The Mueller Report and Impeachment Perspectives. We very much want these two legal heavyweights. And Neil, by the way, has argued more cases before the Supreme Court than any other minority group attorney. So he's and you will probably see him on any major news interview that you can that you come across. You'll see Neil talking. Because both of these experts are extremely knowledgeable about what's happening from a legal perspective on a national scale. And so it will be interesting to get their perspective on what is happening right now with regard to the investigation that has unfolded, and what varying perspectives exist within our community with regard to where to go from here. So
the legal ramifications.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a very current event about really the rule of law. If you want to boil it down to what this event is about, it's really intended to be a very factual and bipartisan conversation about why rules matter and how we need to familiarize ourselves with the rule of law so that mm-hmm. we can have a vibrant democracy, so that we can have citizens who are informed and are able to uphold their fundamental legal rights because they are aware of their fundamental
sure.
legal rights. And so it's just intended for us to all leave the event feeling inspired.
So that's May 31st.
That's May 31st, and you can find out about how to register. It is a fundraiser, so there is a cost. It's not – we tried to price it so that it's affordable for everyone in the community, but it you can find out about the event, how to register, on our website, alpinelegalservices.org. You can go to events, click on events, and there will be registration for the fundraiser on May 31st, as well as Senior Law Day registration is also there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jennifer.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thanks.